Finally tonight, we end with an excerpt of an interview Special Projects journalist Merv Seymour conducted with the famed White House photographer Pete Souza. Souza lived in Madison following his time covering the Obama administration and was back in Wisconsin when he sat down in our studio for this In Focus with Merv Seymour interview.
This is the day of the Bin Laden raid.
And this would have been when the SEAL team was making the raid on Bin Laden's?
Yes. You've got the most powerful people in the executive branch of our government, decision makers in that room. But for those 40 minutes, they were there was nothing they could do to affect the outcome. Right? It was completely up to those guys on the ground.
When you're framing this photograph, are you thinking, I'm going to take a photograph that shows how powerless they are?
I guess I wasn't inherently thinking that thought at the time. What I was thinking is, what's the mood that I see in front of me? And trying to capture that in a single frame.
And did that mood last for a period of time, or is that just a moment in that space?
No, that mood lasted for the entire 40 minutes we were in that room. And so when I'm going through my photographs, trying to choose the best one, obviously photography in many ways is a subjective medium, right? But it was, I think initially myself and a photo editor, we zeroed in on maybe four frames from the 40 minutes in this room. And we just try to compare one to another, trying to like, which do you think is the best? And this just seemed to work the best, the way everybody's faces sort of expressed what I felt, I think what they all felt.
Yeah. Next photo here, I think this gets into the transition. What was that like for you in terms of not just a different president coming in, but for your position to kind of...
I was concerned that the country had voted this guy in. You know, I didn't feel he understood what it meant to respect the office of the presidency. And so I've got to kind of put those feelings aside, but I'm also a human being. And so, I tried to, as best I could, take the high road as President Obama had taken by inviting him to the White House 2 days after the election, because he wanted to try to calm people down as best he could. But it was a very unsettling feeling for me that this is the guy that was going to succeed Barack Obama. We didn't make this picture public, but I thought it was a good picture to include in my book. As not having to necessarily show his face, you know who that is just by looking at him.
What's he peeking? What door?
So this is there's a little hallway off the Oval Office that leads into the private dining room. And to the left is like what's called the presidential study, which President Obama hardly ever used that little room. So it had mostly mementos in there. There was a little desk with a computer, but it was mostly pictures of the family on the wall, and it was a picture of Thurgood Marshall on the wall. And he was just giving, President Obama's actually inside the study, and he's just showing the president-elect, the study, the dining room. And so this was on their little tour.
So President Obama's actually doing the tour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what's this one here?
And then this is on January 20th, 2017. I'm inside the helicopter just before President Obama and Michelle board the helicopter. And he's saying goodbye to now President Trump. This would have been right after the swearing-in ceremony.
Wow.